Mark, it is officially October, and that can only mean one thing.
You are already hooked on pumpkin spice lattes.
Absolutely. So I guess this can only mean two things.
Okay, so the other is, of course, it must be First Friday.
Yes, it is. That's right. And this month, that also means that Chaos Theory is back.
I suspect you're not talking about the interdisciplinary branch of mathematics here.
No. I'm talking about the landmark annual art show at Randy Slack's Legend City Studios in downtown Phoenix. This will be the 21st edition of Chaos Theory. And in it, Slack gathers together a pretty huge group of Phoenix artists and has them each submit one piece of work.
Sounds a little chaotic.
Exactly, in the best way. The show didn't happen last year because of the pandemic. And I spoke with Slack more about what it means to him to bring it back this year.
It's beyond exciting. I feel like last year, I feel like we needed it more than anything because of the COVID situation and the shutdowns. And this year, I'm elated to kind of open up and have it and have everybody together in one room. It's going to be a good thing.
Yeah. So I want to back up for a minute and talk a little bit about how Chaos Theory came to be, because it's a unique kind of event and it kind of grew with the art scene in Phoenix here. Tell us how this all began.
Well, we started doing First Fridays. Me and my friends, James Angel, David Dauncey, Sarah Abbott, had a studio called Three Car Pileup. First Fridays was really starting to boom. There were only like six or seven spaces at the time, but we couldn't get out to see what was going on. And everything seemed to be finally happening art-wise. So we decided, hey, let's have people that are doing things in downtown have one piece and do it at our place. And we'll do it at the beginning of the season in October. So from the get-go, it went really well. It was a huge, huge event.
But it grew quickly, right? Too, like, this has been how many years now?
This will be the 21st year. I mean, it was the first one was huge. We outgrew our first space with this show. So it's been a phenomenal thing right from the get-go.
You've invited 70 artists here to participate, including some who've been in every single Chaos Theory show.
Which is mind-blowing.
That is mind-blowing. I mean, tell us first of all about those and maybe some of the newcomers who you've invited to participate.
I mean, the list is such a hard thing to put together, and it's really not at the same time because I feel like a lot of them are friends, and I try to find people that are doing cool things in the community, and there's obviously people that have been for so long, for 20 years, that have been friends, and there's like a handful, I'd say like five or six of them that have been in every single one, which is amazing. And the fun thing for me is to have people coming back and to see the span of 21 years, to see people's careers that have absolutely exploded. Yeah. It's been so exciting to bring on people really early on in their career and then to watch them grow. And then so now I feel like, not on purpose, but Chaos Theory has kind of become this thing to where you can launch a career. Now it's kind of where people can actually jump onto this thing and then take it next level. Mm-hmm. So it's fun to watch them. I don't feel personally responsible for that, but it's fun to watch it happen. And I've seen it happen multiple times. So it's really exciting.
Right. So you've sort of become the curator, right, of this event that is so telling of what's happening in the Phoenix art scene. How does the growth of Chaos Theory, how does the work that you've shown over the years, you think, reflect the growth of the art scene here in the Valley over the years?
Oh, it's really nice, and it's kind of disturbing and exciting because I can use my own personal journey. It's like I've seen myself mature. I've seen all my friends mature. I've seen their work mature. So it's a lot of people in the past would stay here a couple years and then leave and go somewhere else to flourish. But now people are staying here. So we've got these artists that have been here 10, 20 years that, of course, their work is growing, and it's growing in the environment that they're in. So it's really I hope other people can see it, too. You can just see the I think maturity is the right word. And to see the growth and where their work has just gone next level.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
Yeah.
Exciting for the day.
So you always do, I understand, and I've seen it before, like a really giant kind of high impact piece for Chaos Theory. What do you have in store this year?
I do. It's funny with everything, all the madness that's been happening in the past year. And I really wanted to try to tug at people's heartstrings. I try to do something disturbing, usually a duality piece. But this year was all about, you know what? I don't want any madness in my work. I want it really just to be this big, beautiful place that I want to live in. So it's basically it's a 8x10 foot underwater above water scene from Okinawa and the waves and kind of where I'm at right now. Since I'm in my San Diego studio, I'm kind of being inspired by that. Just got out of the water this morning, actually, before I head to the desert. So it's kind of more of an aesthetically pleasing. I don't like saying that, like that it doesn't have any flavor and personal meaning, but my grandson was born there. So there's a lot of personal personal things involved in it, but I think it's just going to be an eye popper, really bright, colorful, happy. Let's get this thing going. Because that's usually how I can gauge chaos theory too. When you can tell, you can see the whole body of work of chaos theory and see what's happening in the world. A lot of times when it's dark and muted and tan, you know, the economy's in hurting and everybody's in trouble. But when it's really bright and colorful and explosive, you know, things are going really well and where people are making money and people are buying big, bright, pretty art. So it's a really funny tell on what's going on in the world. So I'm really excited to see kind of what work I get.
Yeah. Yeah. That'll be really interesting to see. What do you predict this year? Do you think people are feeling optimistic?
I'm really feeling good about it. On the surface level, I'm like, please don't bring me political work. Please don't bring me sad work. Please don't bring me, because I just feel like it's so dated already. The minute you do it, it's over. That's already gone. Yeah. It's too fast now. But I'm really feeling the vibe from the artist, I think, in my guts, telling me that it's going to be a really pretty, bright, outrageous show. I've already talked to a couple of the artists that have to do special hanging apparatuses. So it's going to be, I think people are taking it next level. So I think we're in store for some good stuff.
All right. Can't wait to see it. That is Randy Slack, the curator and creator of Chaos Theory here in the Valley. It's on Friday night. Randy, thank you so much for coming back on, and best of luck.
Thank you so much. Awesome talking to you.